Hey, this is Kurt. Kurt Isles coming to you from the creek. Creekbank.net. I'm sitting on the edge of the swamp in Dry Creek. It's just after sunset. And I've got a good choir behind me. Crickets. It's just amazing how quiet it is here on my family land at the dead end of a road, Clayton Isles Road. I think what I want to do, I want to read you a story out of my latest book, Where I Come From. It's called Sleeping on the Ground. Come to the woods, for here is rest. John Muir. When you sleep on the ground with the stars in your face, you can feel the delight of its beauty and grace. Dan Fogelberg, The Wild Places. Can I explain why I get this primal urge to sleep on the ground. I'm 68 and should have more sense than spend a night in the woods in a sleeping bag. This crazy itch usually occurs in the spring or fall when temperatures and humidity are lower. These have the best weather in Louisiana, cool nights with few mosquitoes and clear skies. My last adventure took place on my land in Dry Creek. It was end of March and a perfect night, cool enough to discourage the mosquitoes, a clear sky with low humidity and no moon, so the stars would have their chance to show off. I didn't bring a tent. I'm here to sleep under the night sky and want nothing to obscure the view. I sat in my lawn chair beside a crackling campfire, watching dusk settle into darkness. This comforting fire gives a warm glow and drives off the last of the mosquitoes. My purple martins are tucked in the bed in their bird houses on the levee. My faithful dog Bandit is by my side. It has the beginnings of a fine night. I lay on top of my sleeping bag and scan the southeast sky for the first star of the night. I watch for the brightest star, Sirius. The dog star, the heart of Canis Major. It's always the first star to appear at this time of year, and it is in the southeast sky. I strain to see the first stars of Canis's partner, the hunter, Orion. Faintly, I make out Orion's three-starred belt, and in its red heart, the star Betelgeuse. To the north, the Big Dipper continues its circle circuit around Polaris, the never-moving North Star. Behind me, low on the western skyline, the planet Jupiter makes its journey to set behind the tree line. Nothing blocks out the stars, and they are stunning. The Milky Way stretches across the sky. Because Dry Creek is far from light pollution, this long band of stars and galaxies is stunning. I hear the soft squeal call of a brace of late-arriving wood ducks, followed by their splash in a pond. These dueling owls call off in the swamp. As the dueling barred owls continue their chatting, I detect a more excitable song at the end of their calls. I've got the best seat in the house. I've got a front row box for the evening hoot owl concert. In Losing the Birds, Dr. George Lowry states, hoots are followed by a long, drawn-out, weird scream that is enough to chill the bones of the uninitiated. I agree with the spookiness of this scream. Owls have mocking, spooky calls that end with my nearby owl flying toward the west and the other owl flying to meet him. I recall that the prior generation, my people, had a long list of superstitions and adages about owls. It's darker now. I shudder as coyotes yip to the west in the swamp, encouraging me to get my sleeping bag on the ground. It lies atop a sleeping pad and a blanket. I won't be cold. I'll be cozy. The fire dies down, and I doze off. Bandit nuzzles beside me. I wake up several times during the night. The entire sky has changed. The wheel in the sky turned while I was asleep. Each time I awake, I observe the movement of the constellations due to the Earth's spin. I recall that Journey song, "The Wheel in the Sky Keeps on Turning." It's perfect weather, low humidity, clouds of the sky, and the night sky shows off as only it can when city lights are absent. The constellations from dusk have set, and a new host of friends is in the eastern sky. The movement of the night sky ebbs at dawn. A nearby red cardinal wins the early bird of the morning award. His whistling song is my alarm clock. Soon, he is joined in by other songbirds. My bag is soaked with dew. My pad is slipped, and there's a layer of dirt on it. However, I'm glad I slip in the woods on this starlit night. Everything seems different as I walk to the woods to my mother's house for a fresh cup of coffee with her. You ask why I sleep in the woods? I answer, because I need to. Maybe because I have to. What would make a man my age want to leave a warm, comfortable bed beside my wife and sleep in the woods on the ground? I don't know. I cannot fully understand it. Tonight, I'll sleep in that warm bed with the woman I love. I'll wake up to the smell of hot coffee brewing. Those are good things and best appreciated after a night out in the woods, a night sleeping on the ground. In wild places, man is an unwelcome guest. But it's here that I'm found, and it's here I feel blessed. In wild places, Dan Fogelberg.